That's 5:32 here on Downtown. Of course, that can only mean one thing. That is the sound of smiling faces and great basketball as the Harlem Globetrotters return to Eastern and Central Maine next Tuesday night at the Cross Insurance Center in Bangor. And we're joined on the phone by a member of the Globetrotters right now in his second season as a Globetrotter. Zeus McClurkin joins us. Zeus, welcome to Downtown.
Greetings. How's it going?
Well, doing great. Will this be your first visit to the state of Maine?
Not to the state of Maine, but my first time in Bangor.
Well, fantastic. You're going to love it up here. We've made the weather warm to help you out a little bit. It's going to be a great time, as it always is, when the Globetrotters come to town. And we're excited to see you because not only a Globetrotter, but a world record holder in the Guinness Book of World Records. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, no problem. I actually am now in the Guinness Book of World Records. Me and my teammates broke 7 world records last year. Mine was the most slam dunks in 1 minute. I was able to crush your previous record of 14, and I got 15 slam dunks in a minute.
That's not bad. That's about 50 more than I've had in my life, so that's a pretty good thing right there. Now, Zeus, you went to college at North Carolina A&T State, but you're a guy who played, as I understand, a lot of sports growing up. You're not just a basketball guy.
Right. I was actually a bit of a jack of all trades. I played baseball, soccer, football. I was on the swim team, the golf team, the tennis team. I did a lot. Basketball was the only sport I kind of struggled at. Growing up, a lot of people said the same thing to me. They said, in order to be successful in basketball, you got to have a mean streak or a killer instinct, which I never developed. I'm a nice guy. In fact, a lot of people used to tell me when I did first make my basketball team, you know, all you ever want to do is smile and dunk, man. What's up with that? All you do is smile and dunk. And today I get a chance to laugh at them and say, well, you know, today I get paid to smile and dunk. So it worked out for me.
Zeus, it's a long road to the Harlem Globetrotters from where you began. Do you have any advice for younger athletes out there?
Yeah, I just tell kids, stick with it. Stay yourself. You know, I could have changed a long time ago and become this mean guy that they wanted me to. But, you know, that's not who I am naturally. I also tell kids to be coachable. Be that person that the coach can always depend on. I played a lot of minutes over guys who were better basketball players than me. But because I listened to the coach and he could trust me with his philosophy, he would put me out there ahead of the other guys. So, you know, I tell people be coachable, not just in sports, but in life. Listen to your parents, listen to your boss, listen to your teachers. Anybody that wants to give you knowledge, just sit there and listen. It's free to listen.
Well, and one of the things you had to overcome is exercise-induced asthma, and that's a great lesson, too, for young people, that that doesn't have to be something that keeps you from enjoying sports that you love.
Absolutely. As long as you know what your triggers are, and mine was obviously exercise, and I knew to take my inhaler about 2 hours before any type of strenuous activity, as long as you know to take your inhaler and you know what your limits are, you can do anything in life.
We're talking with Zeus McClurkin of the Harlem Globetrotters. They'll be here Tuesday night at the Cross Insurance Center. But we have to ask, is Zeus your given name?
No, you got to kind of earn your name with the Globetrotters. My teammates call me Zeus for my dunking ability. They say every time I dunk the ball, it sounds like thunder, so naturally that name kind of stuck with me.
I understand that, because having that as your given name, that's a lot to live up to.
I'm telling you, especially physically, when people see me, I tell them, yeah, I work out. It's just the lighting is not so good in the room.
And one of the things, Zeus, that the Globetrotters are also known for are being great ambassadors for the game, but also working in communities and spending a lot of time working with young people and spreading a positive message. And that's got to be fun for you as well and very rewarding. It's not just about the basketball. It's about the interactions and the positive connections that you guys always make with young people.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity to work for this team. I mean, of course, we're all great basketball players, but you hit it right on the head. We are all good people at the same time. This year, we have a special initiative called the Great Assist. That's where you guys can log online to greatassist.com, and you can nominate any type of noteworthy cause. So anybody that you know that needs a smile, the Globetrotters are going to do everything we can to spread as many smiles as possible over the next 10 years. Part of that, is something that we do as far as community outreach goes, is we visit schools. and we put on anti-bullying presentations. We also go to hospitals, children's hospitals specifically, and we have this program called Smile Patrol. That's where I just kind of go into the rooms and try to put a smile on the kids' faces wherever I go. So you got to be a great basketball player to be a Globetrotter, but I think the most fulfilling part is what we do off the court.
Well, and you've also shown that you take education seriously and are a lifelong learner, not just a bachelor's degree, but you went back and got yourself a master's as well.
Yeah, I'm actually now, I got my master's in marketing and communications at Franklin University, all while I was playing basketball, too. So I did it while, I was in the middle of touring the world, and I was able to grab that from my online classes. But, yeah, continue education. You have to be college-educated to play for the world, famous Harlem Globetrotters.
Well, it's great to have a chance to talk with you this afternoon. We're looking forward to it. Always a great show. Tuesday night here in Bangor. Zeus, thanks so much for making time for us, and good luck on the tour.
No problem. You guys can grab tickets at HarlemGlobetrotters.com. You can get tickets for the game, see videos, and you can grab a Zeus jersey, which will give you superpowers.
I got to have it. Absolutely. We're all over it. Thank you, Zeus.
Thanks, man.
That's Zeus McClurkin of the Globetrotters. I want those superpowers. It's 5:38.